I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, it's Anthony Sane from Sports Illustrated's All Grizzlies on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Anthony Sane, how you doing, man?
Yo, Martin, I'm good, bro. I'm living the dream over.
We're going to get to the NBA.
All right.
But we have more pressing matters.
I feel you, bro. There's a lot of important things going on in this world, all over the world.
Absolutely. And nothing.
Yeah, John's not going to ask you about one of those.
No, I am.
Feel like.
Nothing more important than a post on Facebook that I saw over the weekend. It was yourself and a beautiful woman who remained nameless. You might have tagged her, but I'm
I tagged her, yeah.
Okay, wow. What a bold move. Her name is escaping me, but you basically you post a picture of both of you, and you write the caption, "I like my meat like I like my women, thick, red, and juicy."
yeah, exactly.
Was this in a relationship announcement? Because, you know, obviously some very strong words there from you.
Yeah, I actually didn't say I like my women. I actually said I like my lady, meaning one person.
Okay.
So I was referring to her.
Okay, got it. I apologize.
Yeah. It's all good. Just want to clear that up.
Okay.
But yeah, it was an official announcement. A young lady I've been seeing for some months now.
Where did you meet her? Did you meet her on Tinder or something?
No, I actually met her. Oh, man, I get to tell that part. I actually, you know, I do graphic. You know I'm a hustler, right?
Yes.
Somebody referred me to do a website for her, and I met her last year doing it. And so, and then I officially tried to step to her this year. But, shout out to my boy who tagged me in the post for to do her website.
Would you like to ask Sane any more questions about his love life, John?
No,
before we move on to the NBA.
Well,
just want to make sure you get everything covered.
I mean, what would you like to say about her? I mean, in the event that she's listening, Anthony, is there anything you'd like to tell the world about her?
Good Lord, Sane, you're putting you on this hot seat.
Well, I think she's an amazing woman. She's got my back. You know what I'm saying? She's 10 toes down for me. You know what I'm saying? When Rona first hit, you know what I'm saying? She made sure I ate and had the toilet paper and all that kind of stuff. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
She got that TP for you.
Congratulations, man.
I'll let you know she's down because there wasn't any of that. I'm sure you saw what Hawks GM Travis Schlink said this morning, that the NBA right now is telling GMs, hey, could have a condensed season next year to try to keep the league as close to its usual timeline as possible. Is that smart, saying? Had you seen the news, and does that sound like what they need to be doing?
I don't think I'm a fan of them doing it. I would rather the NBA kind of keep their format, keep this new format they're kind of forced into now,
mm-hmm.
where they start in January and end earlier in the year. In earlier in the year. Because it kind of keeps them away from the NFL. NBA has their own stretch. You're starting around Christmas time. But I get what they're doing. They're trying to pile as many games as they can and to, you know, get that TV money and get those, hopefully get some fans in the stadiums or whatever. But I was really hoping that this new format is the way things are going to go going forward.
We are, of course, talking to Anthony Sane, covers the Grizzlies for allgrizzlies.com. In terms of just and we'll get back to the NBA, but in terms of just the last week, obviously George Floyd had his memorial service today. We had a moment of silence for him to start the show today. Has your perspective changed? Have you, you know, obviously you see a lot in the NFL with their response. Just where are you in terms of the response from sports leagues, the NFL? Where are you sort of today on what you've seen?
The NFL got a huge eye roll from me. Just being honest, I'm not I'm a fan of, you know, professional football, of course, but NFL has kind of lost me over the last few years. And they, not really simply because of the social things, but just I've been so much into the NBA that, you know, it's become a profession now, that I've been so much into it that the NFL had to kind of step to the side. And it didn't help themselves, in my eyes, the way they've handled a lot of the social issues. And for Commissioner Goodell to come out and say that, you know, they probably were in the wrong about the whole Colin Kaepernick thing. I mean, you're 4 years too late. You know what I mean? So a lot of these apologies and things that people are doing is one of those situations where back when, you know, when we were kids and we did something dumb, you know, we wouldn't be apologizing unless we got caught. And I'm not really – it's taken me a while to kind of accept some of the apologies and the statements that you see coming out from different people for different organizations, just being honest with you.
To your point, one league runs out an owner because he's racist, in Donald Sterling. Mm-hmm. You know, the other league 4 years ago, to your point, wouldn't put up with what was a peaceful protest. I do want can the NFL with and listen, this goes all the way up to the tops. They're just, you know, I think there are two owners of color when it comes to the NFL. But can they get closer to the NBA? I mean, you're talking about two predominantly black leagues. Is there a way for the NFL to get closer, whether it's time or whatever else? Can it get closer to that? Because it feels like saying there's going to be pressure on those owners this time around that it's flipped. That if they decide, you know what, no, we don't want to, that from a corporate America, whereas that was with them earlier, no, we'll pull our advertising if you have guys that kneel, are going to be now on the other side of that because of public pressure to where those owners, maybe they're pulling stuff if those owners stand up. I wonder saying, can't be the NBA. I mean, Silver's so far ahead of Goodell on this, but can it get closer to that where people are more aware and where you're holding owners, you know, in some situations you get called out like Sterling did, you're holding them accountable.
Right. It's there are ways away from it, but something that the NBA did initially was they allowed their players to have a face,
right,
and also a voice, and that's something that the NFL is just so far removed from. A lot of built-in issues with that the guys are wearing a helmet on the field, of course, but they also don't allow guys to really have a vehicle or a voice, you know, to get those kind of things accomplished. And I think that that's something that the NFL has to do. They have to let their players have a voice, and once that happens, you'll start seeing change, because the NBA, the guys have freedom, they're able to wear their shirts. But they also talk to them about how, you know, they do want players to stand for the national anthem. But that points to another issue. Why is the national anthem a necessity of the game anyway?
What?
I mean, why is it even something that we feel like is a need to even do? If it's something that clearly has been such a hot button topic over the years, why is it something that is still a necessity of games? Yeah, NFL, man, they're so far away. Not only the disparity in numbers between owners and general managers and coaches and things like that, they just can't seem to get out of their own way with the way they go about doing things. Like, they had a thing a couple weeks ago where they were going to incentivize teams for interviewing black candidates or something like that. Like, man, what are we doing? And it's like they just don't get it, but they are definitely far away.
Well, to your point, that's why I'm glad that the one guy in the NFL, and I don't know his name, but the guy in the NFL's PR office that made the call, like, we're not getting this right. So, you know, called up Patrick Mahomes, well, called up Michael Thomas, said, hey, can we do this? To your point, though, when those helmets were off and you saw Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson and Odell and all of them to a man,
great.
Man, it was powerful, to your point. And my hope is that, yeah, there's more of that. Because, again, we don't get to where you're at, right? Those owners don't see how real it is until those star players are speaking out, and then they've got to be allowed to express themselves, to your point.
Right.
But that to me was powerful, and it may, didn't you feel the same way? It may Goodell have to come out and answer almost immediately.
Yeah, it was good to see those guys, man, because another thing about the NFL, those guys are literally putting their lives on the line like no other sport. And these guys, even your quarterbacks, even your great players in the league, their shelf life isn't long, man. So, you know what I mean, just the fact that you – because I'm a casual watcher on the outside looking in the NFL. And I struggled even knowing who those guys were. Like, I know a handful of them, but it's like
– some of them we don't, yeah.
Yeah, that's simply the case. If these guys' names are household names, their faces should be household as well.
Talking to Anthony Sane, covers the Grizzlies for allgrizzlies.com. I saw this segment on ESPN this morning, Anthony, and they were debating who needs a ring more now, LeBron, Kawhi, Giannis. My answer was initially Giannis, then I changed and I said, you know what, it's probably LeBron. Jason says Giannis. Where do you come down?
I think it's LeBron because it's so much of the NBA coming back feels like it's setting the table for LeBron to get this championship in L.A. with Anthony Davis. And not just that, but just, you know, the whole thing surrounding Kobe Bryant and his death earlier this year. It just seems like so many things are lined up for LeBron to get that championship. And if they fail to get it, it'll just be another loss in this category, in the L category. And with the Jordan documentary coming out, it's just so much pressure on LeBron right now. Everyone's expecting the Lakers to win this championship. I would say Giannis as well, but Giannis still has time. He hasn't really had those tough losses. He definitely hasn't lost in the finals. So I've always wondered why he doesn't get criticism as far as not really going far in the playoffs with his teams outside of last year. But, I think it's a while before he really should start feeling pressure outside of maybe, the fact that he's going to be a free agent soon. But, yeah, I think the pressure's on LeBron more than anybody.
Well, then on the other side of the spectrum completely with zero pressure is the Grizzlies, right? I mean, you're going right. To this thing. It's all gravy. It's all what icing on the cake, however way you want to look at it. But we were talking with Ryan Hollins about this, saying these games, even if you don't make the playoffs, which I think most of us are clearly hoping and maybe even in some cases expecting them, that even the last eight regular season games, the play-in series, if you're in that, we all expect the Grizzlies to be, each one of those feels like it's going to be an opportunity for that team to see a new level and see if they can get up to it. They're playing with house money, aren't they? Any kind of way it turns out.
They're in a great position. They talked about in the beginning of the season how they want to be in a situation where they can play some meaningful games so they can learn to compete and all these type of things. And they're so far ahead of that now. And these games that they have coming up, like you said, it's going to be a playoff field to every game. You know, they're definitely important games with the world's eyes on you. And something else interesting I thought about with the Grizzlies, the teams that didn't make it to Orlando, they're trying to get some stuff going over the summer to stay active, to get their young guys going. I think regardless of what the Grizzlies do, they should still try to participate in that type of stuff because they're still a very young team. And I think that, just that plus this possible playoff push right now they're going through, it's going to be phenomenal for those guys going forward.
How much of what's happened this year is how much credit goes to Taylor Jenkins?
I think you got to give him a lot of I had my concerns about Coach Jenkins when they first started. I thought he was a little too PE coachish, so to speak, when I first met him. But I think a lot of things that he does, that PE coach type personality he has, kind of helps, man. Because when I first saw him, quote-unquote, coaching was when they had the open practice. And they were playing like PE games, like with the fans, with the players, and they were playing those type of games. And then he said that he does that during the season as well. Like they were playing kickball to build camaraderie and dodgeball and all these type of things. And we look at that as being silly, but the Grizzlies also have some of the best chemistry in that college atmosphere with those young guys. And I think that the thing about Coach Taylor Jenkins, regardless of what you say about him, his personality has bled over to his players and his work, and it's created chemistry. It's created guys who they're focused. And if you're in that locker room, you see they don't get too high and they don't get too low. If they're winning, they're staying focused. They're understanding that they have to stay humble to go on to the next game. And if they're losing, they don't get too down. And, like, they're definitely – a reflection of his personality. I think you had to give him props for it.
Yeah. Hey, Anthony, man, we appreciate the time as always, brother.
Thank you, brother Sane.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He is Anthony Sane. Coverage of Grizzlies for all grizzlies.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.